This episode of the Two Fit Crazies in a Microphone podcast is brought to you by TFC Productions.
Two Fit Crazy Productions, TFC Productions. That's our production company helping people with their podcasts.
Increase your brand, grow your business by creating your very own podcast. And we are here to help you every step of the way.
You do not have to do all the work. We do a lot of it for you.
This podcast is also brought to you by ContiFit.com. Get the best online training, the best in arthritis, in, let's face it together, facial fitness and rehabilitation, all sorts of functional fitness training at your fingertips. That's ContiFit.com.
Also brought to you by High Five Health and Fitness. Virtual health coaching sessions and corporate wellness programs. All the information at highfivehealthandfitness.com.
It is Christine Conte.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at. Take two.
Take two. Just tell me when to speak, Christine. I'll do it. I don't want to say anything
before.
That's out of line.
We have
anything.
Such a great guest today, but before we started, Brian made some comment that just had like a double meaning, and then I'm like 5 years old, so I start laughing, and then he cut me
off. You're very mature for a 5 year old. Your brain is very mature.
Beavis and Butthead sometimes. It's fantastic.
Sometimes we get a little goofy here in the studio, but you know, we had a great guest today.
Selfishly, I booked him because I really wanted to know about working out in infrared heat.
Yeah. 125 degree workouts, hot and, works with an X.
Yeah, HOTWORX. There you go. So, Stephen Smith, he is the CEO and creator of Hot Works. He is going to tell you, he's going to, you know, go through the ins, the outs, the everything of what the heck is it to work out with infrared. We're not talking UV. This is not like gives you skin cancer, everyone out there who's like, oh my gosh. But he built on an idea as, you know, as someone who loved Bikram yoga, and that's the heat for everybody, and decided, you know, looked into all of the, just the positive, I guess, what?
Benefits.
Yeah, the benefits of working out in the heat and what it does to you and your, you know, responses and the toxins and, oh, man.
I mean, infrared sauna is definitely something that has been studied quite a bit. And it's, you know, the research is out there. And, you know, from a medical standpoint, it's very beneficial. There's a lot to it. I am not an expert on it, but I have read on it. And I do know enough to say that it is, you know, most definitely something that is cutting edge, but not necessarily so, because it's been around forever via sunlight and, yeah, you know, everything else that we have in this world. So, creator, CEO and create, he did. There is a lot to this, how each studio is set up, how the workouts work, that there is it's a 24 hour, business. So you do, you know, you
and
are
totally
there.
Virtual.
Everything's virtual. The trainers are virtual. You know, instruction is virtual. And you use your app and you book time on your app and you go in there and it's a 30-minute workout. And there's different types of workout. He'll get into all that, from HIIT to ISO to yoga to, you know, all sorts of things. They even had to create their very own rower, not only to mostly to fit the space. Mm-hmm. But when they did, they created a product that is you know, very, very unique and exclusive to Hot Works. So, you know, creator. They did a lot of creating in order to make this happen. And he's just, you know, he's just a neat guy. You know, we really enjoyed speaking with him. It was a great conversation, and he gave us the ins and outs. Mm-hmm. He's an author. Hot Exercise is the name of the book with a, you know,
Amazon.
Yeah, mostly about, you know, just the Hot Works and franchise and how everything works. Hotworks.net is where you find all the information
on
this.
And by the way, if you have not seen one yet, there's 230 open right now. And Steven said that there's 850 studios in development right now. So if you're like, I don't think there's one near me, there will be pretty soon. And we talk a little bit about, you know, COVID safety and what they do. And it's definitely something to look into for everyone who's like, I don't know if I want to go back to a big gym or not. This is definitely an option. So check it out, listen up, and enjoy.
Here we go. Two Fit Crazy in a Microphone podcast with Stephen Smith of Hot Works. Enjoy, everybody.
Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Mm.
Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
It is another awesome episode and another amazing guest. Listeners, you are in for a treat because we have Stephen Smith, the CEO, the creator of Hot Works, on our airwaves today. Stephen, how are you?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm talking to you from Mandeville, Louisiana. It's sunny out here, but it's a great day.
It's a great day. And where are you exactly?
Mandeville, Louisiana.
Oh, in I'm in Mandeville, like I was saying, to pick up my daughter. Our offices are in Marrero, which is the West Bank of New Orleans, which is the other side of Lake Pontchartrain. So and my house is in Gretna, which is also on the West Bank.
He could be speaking Chinese, as far as I know, of these locations.
We're in New Jersey, so
yeah, these are all South Louisiana places that I'm talking about.
Yeah, no. I've been and I know where the lake is, and
so I need to get down there and knock on your door.
You're in for a treat, like any old Wednesday down there is a decent day to go party.
I've been to New Jersey as a Saints fan and showed up at the stadium there when Eli crushed us, and we got respectfully heckled, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
but it was cool.
It's a New York City crowd. It's not like going to. I'm a Giants fan, so
Giants won a game.
Yeah, well, no, they had a good quarterback who was an Ole Miss grad. That's why he and his daddy.
Right.
Yeah, it's not like going to Philly, or it's not like going even Chicago. I've been to that was pretty rough on us, and you know Seattle and some of those places and New Orleans.
We have a lot of new franchisees in the New York area, and we had three Italian gentlemen from Staten Island on our orientation day today. We have those pretty often with new franchisees, and the subject of football came up, and they also warned me about Philly.
Mm-hmm. It's a rough bunch.
But they were Giants fans too.
Yeah. No, they're notoriously rough. What can you say? They're not very good at football. I'll put that out there, but you know.
Well, they won two Super Bowls with Eli.
Well, no, the Giants. Yeah. No. That there's no doubt about it. I love them.
All right. We're going to stop right here because we have so much to talk about today. So much. And for all the listeners that know, Brian makes fun of me because sometimes, you know, people don't just wind up on our airwaves. They don't fall through the door or whatnot. And Stephen was no different.
You stalked him good, huh, Christine?
I did.
You stalked him.
I did. And that's what he says about me. I don't think it's stalking. I think it's there's things that fascinate me. And I'm like, wow, I would like to learn more about this. I saw what you were doing. It's a good social media presence. And I'm like, I want to talk to him. And I think our listeners need to hear about what the heck you're doing. I was asked, actually, I don't know if it was like a conference or I was giving a talk months ago, and someone was like, you know, Christine, what do you know about, you know, working out with infrared and this and that? And I was like, not a lot. So of course, what do? I got to find people who are, you know, who are like the experts,
the creators,
and are doing great things. And that's how we get our information out to the world. So Stephen, will you tell our listeners what the heck is HotWorks?
Okay. Yeah, happy to. So HotWorks brought yoga 24/7 to the masses, but we did it in a different kind of way. We shortened the time of the sessions to 30 minutes, and we introduced what I like to call three-dimensional training. That means you combine exercise with heat, which has been done before, obviously, with hot yoga, but then you add another element, which is infrared energy, which is infrared radiation. It's a good form of radiation, non-ionizing, won't alter your DNA. There's nothing bad about it, nothing but benefits. Good benefits come from exposure to infrared because the wavelengths are longer, they're non-harmful, and they're just tons that you could Google benefits of infrared and you just get a litany of all these great things that happen to your body. I could go on and on about customers, and I'm out and about promoting the book I wrote from time to time in different locations, and I get to meet customers and talk with them. And they talk about the benefits to their skin. My skin glows from working out in an infrared sauna. The HotWorks workouts. I love not only getting the benefits of the sessions, but also the absorption of the infrared. And one cool thing about infrared, when you sweat based on infrared exposure versus traditional sauna, you sweat 7 times the amount of toxins and toxicants out of your body through sweat. So the sweat that is generated from infrared is 7 times more powerful for detox as compared to traditional heat from traditional sauna. So those are just some of the things. But we first of all invented a sauna, and which is now patented. And it was designed originally with our other brand, get rid of a tanning bed and place a machine that was great and could service 3 customers instead of 1. And that's what we did. And then it evolved into eventually what we know now as HotWorks, which is a 24-hour infrared fitness studio franchise.
So before we get into the actual session, what it would be like, what is the building like? What is the brick and mortar, the 24/7? We walk in, what do we see? What's the studio like?
Well, when you look at the facade, you can, it looks like any other brick and mortar franchise type of business. You'll see the word mark HotWorks with the O. We call it the Hot O, which is the logo. And you walk into a lobby full of retail items that are yoga gear and everything you can imagine related to hot exercise, which is the name of the book that I wrote that I published last December. And so that's the lobby, small counter. And then, but beyond, you'll have in most layouts, you'll have 2 rows of saunas, 1 set aside for HIIT training, 1 row set aside for isometrics. So starting with isometrics, our first 2 workouts were the original workout called Hot ISO, which is a series of starting with wall sits, right? Isometric exercises. And for listeners who may not know what isometrics are, it's a stationary hold and you're flexing and holding for an extended period of time, usually a minute to 2 minutes. And that exerts some serious amounts of energy. But what it doesn't do is wear out your joints or your bones. So everything we do, isometric and HIIT, is zero impact. It's designed to be zero impact, but done in a way, and especially when combined with heat at 125 degrees and infrared energy, your heart rate gets up to where it needs to be very rapidly. And so you're able to get to a level of intensity that rivals any other form of exercise, in my opinion. For example, I'm leaving second week of December to go climb Kilimanjaro in Africa. And it's going to take 5 days to get to the top, the shortest route. And I've, aside from a few hikes, the only training that I'm doing for that is weight training, which I'm a meathead athlete from way back. So I'm always going to weight train, but I always do infrared after the weight training. And I'll do HIIT, but we'll also do the isometrics, usually yoga. We have another one called Hot Warrior, Hot ISO. So that's my week worth of training, but that's what I'm doing for that mountain climbing. And, so my point with that is that you can get to a level of intensity that you, it's really hard to imagine until you come in and try it out. And we, of course, we use, virtual trainers, virtual instructors. We don't, so it being pre-recorded like that, you always know that you're going to get the proper cueing, and the cueing involves, you could be an NFL athlete next to a first time exerciser and you can still get a great workout. We always encourage our clients through the virtual instructors to go at your own best pace. We'll say that over and over and over. And then it sinks in and they understand that that's what they need to do and gradually progress as, you know, fitness professionals, we know that's how you need to do it. So they get great cueing with the workouts that are served up based on a schedule that is 24/7. So the capacity for numbers of people that can come and use the facility is really great. For example, an average Hot Works that would have 10 saunas, you're going to have about 1,600 individual workout sessions that could be utilized throughout a 24-hour period of time. And that's only in 2,000, maybe 2,100 square feet of space. We also have an area. You have the isometric saunas, the HIIT saunas, which I'll talk about in a moment. But in the back, usually next to where you have the restroom, one restroom has a shower. You know, we have vending machine that services yoga towels, mats, and a bunch of other things that make it work 24/7. But an area called the FX zone, we call it that because it's a functional training area. We do have what I call a silent trainer video that serves up two different types of workouts that people can use that and train and get functional training inside of that area if they want to. Or they can use it just like a hotel gym, for example. Come in, do whatever you want, from ropes to dumbbells to cable crossovers, medicine balls, you name it, it's all there. And combine that with your infrared training. You know, I use the weights in there all the time, and then I go straight to do whichever infrared workout I want to do. The infrared workout, let's take yoga, for example. Yoga is kind of a go-to for me because I was doing Bikram before creating Hot Works. Mm-hmm. And I love Hot Works because it's a third of the time, but it's more results. You know,
right.
But Bikram is a great workout, not taking anything away from Bikram. But so at the end of my weight training, I go in and usually my go-to would be yoga. You get flexibility, you get the detox, you get so many benefits from just exposing yourself to the heat and infrared. What's the other one I'm trying to think and talk about? Oh, it's the one you never think about. Right? Cardio. You get such a great cardio workout from these infrared workouts that you never really know you're doing.
Okay.
Because you imagine you're on a treadmill in a traditional gym, it can become very boring and grudging. It's just, you know, monotonous. But when you're doing Hot Works, it's the greatest cardio workout that you never know you're doing. And I love that about Hot Works. So, but I was going to talk about the HIIT row of saunas. So we have three types of machines that we use inside of these saunas. Each have three machines because every workout at Hot Works can involve up to three people. So it's really kind of like small group personal training, but to a virtual trainer or virtual instructor. So we'll have Hot Cycle, which is three swim bikes. They're great. And we have the different workouts. That's really a 12.5-minute HIIT workout. It's blocked off in 15-minute increments. So every 15 minutes, there's a new one. Or you could do a total body trainer. And this is a machine. It's a cycle, but it's also had the bars that go back and forth.
Right.
So you can train upper and lower body at the same time. And we call that one Hot Blast. The third one is a rower that we invented because we couldn't find a rower to fit three inside of the sauna. So after 2 years of trying to find the right rower, and we knew we wanted a water rower, we just gave up on trying to find the right rower and changed our strategy to we're going to create our own rower. So we did, and we came up with a design that actually fits in there, three of them, and we put dual turbo water tanks on the back. And rather than using straps and only a single strap like your typical fitness rower, we used cables, and we used a dual cable system, almost like a cable crossover. It's really the same kind of rollers at the front, but you're able to now row like you're really in a boat because each handle is independent because it has its own water tank in the back. So it gives you such a cool experience. We call this workout Hot Thunder. And the name of that machine is the Thunder Row.
I love
so there, there's your HIIT training, and each of those workouts are 12.5 minutes, and they are intense, especially the Hot Thunder. That one is magic. It's really awesome.
I have so many questions.
I got to see the Hot Thunder.
So many questions. First, it... just from a business standpoint, right? Stepping back, and you know, you said you have, you're franchised, correct?
Right.
So I'm just thinking, you're saying, you know, you have taken away so many headaches by saying, you know, there's virtual this and you can pick what you want with this. And, you know, really I'm thinking of everyone out there that's, you know, looking to take on a franchise or looking for a new business or even looking to try something, just the business model of that is just fantastic. So that I absolutely love. And then, so you said when you walk in, it's, I know a lot of our listeners are thinking sauna. And when you think sauna, you think like, I'm in an enclosed space. What is so different? Like when you're using, you say sauna and three people can be in there, is it enclosed or is it kind of open?
Okay. It is the right dimension on the interior to capture the heat and the infrared and energy properly. Well, let me back up and tell a story to explain that. So in the beginning, when I was, well, the way it started was in Jamaica. And I'm talking to one of my best friends on a cliff on a sunny day with a rum and Coke. And we're sitting there having a conversation, though, about fitness. We're on vacation. And
so you were at Rick's Cafe in Negril.
I was not very far from Rick's Cafe, actually. I was in Negril, and I was at this place called The Caves.
Mm-hmm. And I have no idea.
Yeah, well, it's a cool resort with a, like about 24 little cottages, I guess, built on the cliff. But so he and I got into a discussion. I was telling him I'm doing Bikram yoga, and then I was telling him all about that. And then we started talking about recovery from working out, from training, and the subject came up about infrared saunas because infrared's great for recovery. And then somewhere in that conversation, Jerome said, dude, they should do yoga in a sauna. And when he said that, a light bulb went off to me. And my comeback to him was, you know what? I'm going to go back to New Orleans and design a sauna for that purpose. So that's what I did. And through that process of designing the perfect workout sauna, I remember being in this little area at our corporate headquarters called it the War Room at the time. And I just started stepping it out, looking at the inside of that conference room and thinking, what's the right dimension? and then start thinking about, well, what's the size of a yoga mat and all these kind of things, and who our target customer is, and will they fit inside the same? Came up with a 7-foot by 9-foot dimension.
Okay.
And then I had to talk and knew that that was the right floor space. But then there are other things to consider when you're creating workouts on, such as the distance that you need to be from the source of the infrared, because you can get too far away from it and not get anything but heat. And a lot of people don't understand that. And they'll think, oh, if I got a infrared heater in a room somewhere, I'm getting infrared. Not true. You got to be close enough to the source of that to really get absorption of the infrared. So that had to be considered. And so, and also we needed to capture enough heat to have enough heat in there and keep it where we wanted it. Strangely enough, we built the sauna, created it and put it to use, and then found out what the right temperature should be. My guess was it was 120. I was off by five degrees. We found that 125 degrees is the perfect temperature for the 12 and a half minute HIIT workout and for the 30 minute isometrics. So the placement of the heaters, the types of heaters that needed to be used, and all through talks that we had with manufacturers, and we interviewed many of them and talked and had these questions for many of them, and they had a lot of advice. And we finally settled in on one manufacturer, and we settled in on one heater design and where we would place them. And then we also knew that we had to keep the back free of any heaters, because we wanted the option of doing all of these types of exercises, like, for example, starting off hot ISO with wall sits. Your back can't be on a heater. So you got to make sure that the rest of the heaters are proper. The ones on the floor had to be more direct for floor exercises, and the ones above needed to be dispersed more widely. So there are two different types of heater, infrared heaters for that purpose. So all of these things went into designing that perfect workout sauna. And I have to say, you know, I just have to say we nailed it. And, you know, there are others trying to copy our design. We had it patented, but we got it right, fortunately for us, the first time. But we did put a heck of a lot of work into that design before we rolled out the first unit from the manufacturer floor.
It's incredible. I mean, from the simple math of I'm going to do some yoga and we're going to, you know, on the cliffside in the grill, you know, to moving into this whole setup and to franchisee, you know, to franchising, I imagine that, you know, this space and all this technology and the ingenuity and the, you know, the special rowers that you're using, you know, as somebody who would, you know, would be looking for a franchise of it, is that prohibitive? Is that a, you know, difficult cost of entry, or is it just, you know, similar to some of the other things in the industry that, you know, along those same lines?
I think it's not much. It's about comparable to opening an Anytime Fitness or
right.
A Snap Fitness, or, you know, not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, everything's going to have some equipment and, you know, some costs of opening. It's just, you know, a lot of it almost seems sci-fi, you know, like, and you know, yeah. That sounds expensive. Even, you know, cars with heated seats used to be more expensive now or heated gyms, you know.
Yeah, it's really not more expensive than a traditional gym, you know, boutique type of gym. The cool thing about the technology is it drives down the cost of operations. Mm. Because, look, I love human beings, but I prefer robots. And as a business person, and when you can serve up workouts perfectly 24/7 and your customers are able to use the app to schedule any workout they want, whenever they want during that time, and it always comes on at the exact time that they expect, and it's always the cueing that they want with the energy level they want, then, you know, that's a win-win for the customers. It's a lower cost of operations to the franchise owner, And, ultimately, though, it's about the customer, because if the customer is taken care of, then that they will reward you with profit.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep all of our focus on the end user more than anything. Really, the franchisees and the franchisor, the two of us are in partnership together to deliver the highest form of service that we possibly can, the best results that we can possibly deliver to our end user, the customer.
How long ago did you start all this? I mean, is this how far into it are you?
We opened the first HotWorks location in Oxford, Mississippi, where I'm headed to this afternoon, the 13th of February, 2017.
All right. And now how many locations do you have?
We have 230 plus open. We have another 850 or so in the development pipeline.
Wow. Good for you. Good for you. How did, I imagine with the COVID restrictions in certain places, New Jersey, we got whacked over here. I mean, we were closed down and it was bad. As no one is in the building aside from, the time, every 30 minutes there's a rotation of some sort. I say that would probably work out pretty well for you, right?
Well, we got lucky to have the concept that we have during a time like that. So when the lockdowns happened, we made the decision to keep on advertising. And we also made the decision not to charge our existing customers anything during that time. So we took the leap of faith in both ways like that, and it paid off. And what we found when we reopened and we advertised and established a waiting list for when we reopened, and that was a really, really good move for us. So when the lockdowns lifted in all the various places, then there was a list of customers waiting to join HotWorks. And then we were able, because we own all of our software, we're vertically integrated, largely vertically integrated company, but we own all of the software that matters. And we were able to, on a dime, restrict the sauna to one person per sauna. And then when it was the right timing and wherever it was, allowed them to go to two people per sauna, but with the space in the middle, keeping them 6 feet apart. And then eventually, and now I think all of the locations are back to three per sauna. So we're able to do that through the app and with our technology, and it worked seamlessly with our customers. Everybody understood. Where we were open, we became known as, hey, the place where it's, we got the heat, we got the social distancing, we got the effectiveness for the workout, and it really, we powered through pretty good, I would have to say, during that time.
Good for you. That's exciting.
I am so curious about how, so it wasn't like, oh, I have this idea now, and now I just have all of the knowledge to just, to do all this and put it forward. I'm dying to know what you were doing before that led you into this whole path of fitness. Was it always fitness? Were you in something else? The average, let's be honest, even the average fitness instructor out there, I love you all, everybody, are not able to have the resources and brain power to put this together. So what's your secret? What was going on before?
Well, that's a great question. And, every mistake is a learning experience, and there have been many of them throughout the years in franchising for us. I like to tell folks, HotWorks is an emerging brand in franchising, but by no means are we an emerging organization. We come from the school of hard knocks a lot, but we also value reading, and my sort of, I guess, personal learning philosophy is that you learn what you need to know when you need to know it, because you can go out there and learn a bunch of stuff that you don't need. And why waste the time? Learn what you need to know when you need to know it. And then you should be good. But we began in franchising in 1996, really. I had opened this tanning salon in Uptown New Orleans, not too far from Tulane and Loyola, called Electric Beach. And then I changed the name to Planet Beach and then decided to franchise it, which we did in 1996 with my partner, who I still have today, Nancy Price. She's more of the sales expert. I'm a marketing guy, and I handle the other operations. But so we managed to get through a lot of hurdles and do pretty well with that brand. But it was an industry that had an Achilles heel, which is skin cancer, as we all know. And it used a form of light, unlike infrared, called UV. And UV, the Achilles heel was this. The UV can alter your DNA to the extent that in some people it would cause cancer. And that's called an ionizing form of radiation. And infrared is a non-ionizing form of radiation, which makes it a good form. So, but long story short, with that brand, we learned a tremendous amount about franchising, about franchisee relations, about what it takes to make a brand work, what the dynamic of franchising has to be. And by the way, it has to be a team franchise. The last page in my book is an essay on franchising as a team. The franchisor is the coach. The franchisee is the player. And it really is, when it boils down to it, it's that simple. The franchisor brings the playbook. And for us, it's the concept and the workout. And the franchisee executes the customer service, meaning the spotlessness and the hospitality. And when you combine all those things and you work together as a team like that, that's what makes the profit soar at the franchise location. But that's easily said, but it took 30 years in franchising and trying to figure that one out. And we don't have it all figured out, that's for sure. But I can tell you that with that paradigm, it works best in franchising if you just recognize that this is a team with coaches and players.
Well, that I have to say, that makes me feel a lot better, because, you know, for everyone out there that's like, I don't understand, how do I get to this point? It's a lot of hard work,
right?
And it's a lot of years. And, you know, even businesses that are really successful, and they're like, wow, this is a new business. How long have you been around? I don't know, like 15 years. It takes time to figure out what works and literally works. Get it? Okay. Obviously, hot works for you, you know,
right?
Hot works for you. But that whole background in, you know, in tanning and UV now, I mean, now that kind of, that makes sense. You have this understanding of, you know, this is why I got into this. And now this is actually a healthy form of, you know, we think of the UV versus the non-ionizing form of radiation. That's big. I do want to ask you this. There's a lot of people out there that may be afraid to go in and try because they're like, oh my gosh, it's hot and you want me to move and I'm going to pass out. And okay, what do you tell those people out there?
Yeah, my best advice is come in and get your spot with your yoga mat and towel and go at your own best pace. There's that phrase that I learned as a trainer, like over the years. That's the best phrase that there is. Mm-hmm. And don't leave the sauna. If you feel you're getting too hot or it's overwhelming, just stop and take a meditation pose on your mat and chill and wait till you recover. Or just lay down on the mat, wait to recover, and then you can get up into the next posture once you feel up to it. It takes everybody around 3 sessions for your body to acclimate to that environment. But it's so great, because once you expose yourself to an extreme environment, then it makes daily life so much easier.
I agree.
You know, just that 12 minutes or 30 minutes a day, and I've powered through a workout 125 degrees. Man, I can do anything after that.
It's amazing. 24 hours, and people are free to book when they most want to the most and their desire that time slot. What's the busiest time slot? What do you see? Is there like a universal across the board busy time? And I guess the opposite of that, when do you generally not see people?
As a guy that's owned a few gyms prior to Hotworks through my career, it's the same sort of curve of activity. I mean, Monday through Thursday is your busiest times. From 4 to 8 p.m. on those days is when the crowd comes in. But I have seen a bigger morning crowd than I've seen at other gyms. Sometimes I go in on a Sunday, and maybe people are in there recovering. But it's a great way to sweat it out. I'll leave it at that. But it seems like it follows a normal sort of gym curve. But you do have the 24-hour availability, so you'll have folks in there 2 a.m. working out. Mm. Maybe because of they're a nurse or whatever they do. And it's a great option for them or for anybody.
I think something that's kind of sticking out to me is that, with the influx of all the equipment going into the home and the mirrors and the Pelotons and all these things going into the home, you almost provide that with this, with everything, because it is on your own timetable and you can go do it when you want. And it's not maybe as convenient as rolling over and getting, to where you work out, but it's very similar to that. And it's not in your home. You don't have the bike in the middle of your house. You don't have the treadmill even in the middle of your house. It's a destination to kind of get up and get out and go and do it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It's out of the house. So that's, look, Peloton's a great workout. And when you're at home and you need something, that's great. But a lot of times you just need to be out the house. Mm-hmm. And I know I do. I can't stay in there forever. I love Zoom meetings. I love being on this with you guys. We only go to our office one day a week now, and everything's done via Zoom. That's fine. But that being the case, I prefer to go out to the gym to work out.
Yeah.
I have a really we were talking before, we're still in the throes of COVID and people are still, all over the place with how they feel about, masks and sweating and touching and whatnot. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room here. You're going to go and I'm a sweater. I'm going to throw it out there.
I sweat nasty.
Okay. So I go in there, if I book my 30-minute session, I just left half of my body on the floor. Okay, there's a big puddle. How do you handle the, the cleaning and the disinfecting, or how does that work? Because I know that a lot of our listeners right now are like, what? So,
I'll start by saying, we're very attentive to cleanliness and cleaning, and we have staff that comes in every day to clean, and it stays clean. But what's interesting is, and I had that same, thought before, but we spent a lot of time designing our yoga mats and towels that we require as well. And I'll tell you where it came from, because this is what you might be thinking about too. Well, I remember going to Bikram and a few other yoga studios, and it got to the point I couldn't understand why they give you a thin little mat and then you give you a towel that doesn't even fit over the mat. Looked like it came from Motel 6. Like, where did that towel come from? It hurts my knees. And so when Hotworks started, and in the beginning, I told April, who's in charge of our product development, look, we need a perfect mat and towel. We need to be the best yoga mat and towel on the planet. So we designed it. We sourced the materials that went in, tried to make it the least form of toxic type of items that went into the making of the yoga mat and towel, and we came out with the perfect one. So my point is that when you lay the three, or just the one, if it's just you in there training, it covers all of the area and the towel goes over the edges of the mat like it should. And it has these grippy things on the bottom so it doesn't move around. And it absorbs all the sweat. It really does. You're not going to get much on the wood. I mean, it's all right there on that towel. So that in and of itself keeps it really sanitary.
So it's like a ShamWow. Is yeah. what I'm thinking.
It's the bounty.
We have now
the quicker picker upper.
Yeah, and I feel like I need this mat and towel like all the time.
You
got
to get your ass to Hotworks.
Yeah, there's so many things I want to try. Like I love our podcast because I'm like, oh, I have to try that, and I want to try this, and I want to do that. And now I am the next. You know, obviously, I need to go look online what is closest. But the next time I'm traveling, I'm in a city or whatever, and I see a Hotworks, I want to go in because now, you know, I get it. This is why we have this show.
That's right.
It's very selfish. It's completely selfish. I'm just kidding, but.
It's our own little college degree here that we get mm-hmm. from all this stuff, you know, from infrared lights and infrared.
Like I said, there's
Hotworks and
you know
meeting
a lot
people.
A lot of what I do now is all you know like medical fitness and medical driven and chronic disease. And again, I had all these questions about what do you know about infrared and working with that. And I'm like, well, I have not done so. But,
wait till you see. Honestly, I have right. So
yeah.
Steve, I mean, you'll back me on this. The infrared is far and away one of the most effective tools in good health. I mean, like
yeah.
anything you're talking, it's better than a toothbrush,
than kale?
Christine.
Then better than kale?
It's better than a toothbrush, right? And you know, from the loosening of the arteries, right? And blood flow and everything else. I mean, Steve, you wrote the book, Hot Exercise. Tell us more.
I mean, just one thing, the nitric oxide effect from working outside of that infrared sauna triggers your circulatory system to open up and you're able to have greater blood flow. That's just one thing of many. I tell people all the time that the Hotworks workout is a recovery workout. What I mean by that is that while you are doing the workout, you are actively recovering from that workout at the same time. And this is why people, they talk about, I don't get sore. You know, well, you're recovering from the workout while you're working out.
There you go.
So do I need one of these infrareds in my house? Like, is that a thing?
Oh, no, they have.
It is a thing. In their companies that sell those, I won't rule it out for Hotworks down the line, but we have installed some of these saunas for celebrities and like Jenny McCarthy, we saw one for her at her house. We installed one for Terry Bradshaw recently at his ranch.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few other that we will do like that. And, but we don't actively sell.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm sure a lot of people want one for their house. We choose to, just keep it at the studio. Everything we do is to benefit the profitability of our franchisees. So whatever we can do to keep it exclusive. And for example, the rower that Thunder Row
yeah.
that we created and is now patented. It took so long to get it to market. We had the patent right after it got to market. So if that tells you anything, but it was well worth it. And our customers love that thing, but you can only get it at Hotworks.
Very
so
cool.
We try to keep everything we do is designed to help our franchisees make more money, but make more money through helping clients change their lives.
So are you international now too, or are those all United States?
We are. We have a location doing very well in Galway, Ireland.
Oh, wow.
And another one that has had a tough time, has been shut down 7 times due to the lockout in Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah.
Mm. So those the Melbourne owners are the master franchisees down there. They will, when their economy gets back on track, will start developing stores in Australia. We are going to be developing direct into Ireland. Mm. And eventually, and Canada has had a rough go of it too, about like Australia. When that market is ready, we'll also go in into that market.
Yeah, our Canadian friends and Australian friends are they are the best fitness. They are so energetic and so gung ho, and it's, you know, like we're like our heart breaks for them because they're like, we're open, we're closed, we're open.
Australia's getting whacked. I mean, and they are even like some of the things like courses and things like that we've worked on for Australia fitness. They are so stringent with their things, and it's like, you know, it's not the Wild Wild West. Here's the Wild Wild West. You want to do, you know, certifications and things like that. It's somewhat easy to get one if you like. There, it's very, very, very controlled, government controlled. And when they say you can't open, it's not, you're not open. And, you know, they're struggling down there, but they'll be back. They'll be back. And Ireland's interesting. Get some infrared light over there in Ireland, right? There's not a whole lot of sunlight on a regular day.
That store is doing phenomenal, and you know, I think it's going to be a hit in that country and probably other places in Europe too.
Yeah. Very cool. Oh my gosh, absolutely. So tell, before we, you know, before we end today, there's, you know, there's so much more that people can research and learn about Hotworks. First, tell everyone the name of the book again and where they can get it. That's first.
Yeah. Well, they can go to hotworks.net. And there's a section in there for the book on one of the drop downs. You'll see it. The book is called Hot Exercise. The tagline is Hot Works and the Bold New Infrared Fitness Frontier. Hmm. So that's what the book is about. And if you, it gives you research from all of the different areas of fitness that are important and how, infrared training can benefit you. And so that's the name of the book, Hot Exercise. You can also go to Amazon, where it remains a bestseller in the small business franchise category. But you can go to Amazon, type in Hot Exercise, and you can get the audio version, the ebook, the paperback, the hardback.
Did you hear that?
The bundle.
Bestseller.
Get the bundle.
Bestseller.
I heard it. I heard it, and I believe it.
Social media handles. Tell us so everyone can go follow you.
At my Instagram is just Hotworks CEO. And then also, you know, you can go to Hotworks, just type in the word Hotworks on Facebook or in Instagram and go to the corporate pages as well.
Beautiful.
We'll have it all in the show notes. No worries.
Absolutely. So exciting. I love it. Stephen, it has been awesome to learn. I got an education. I don't know about you. That was awesome. And I can't wait to walk in a Hotworks the next time they're around. We need to look up to see where the...
We'll look it up. As soon as we're done here, we're gonna go. We're going to class trip.
This is part of our
academic studies. We got to go do
a field trip.
30-minute workout.
Well, you guys are great. I thoroughly enjoyed talking with you all today. Thanks so much for the invite to come on your show.
Of course. Of course.
You bet.
We super appreciate you. And remember, everyone, Hot Works with an X. There it is. Hot Works. X. The end of it. All right, everybody. With that said, it is Christine Conti.
And I'm Brian Prendergast.
And we are Two Fit Crazies.
And the microphone.
We are where it's at.
Peace.